You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura joining you alongside Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicious. Of course, it is time to call your shot on this Friday. And Dog Pound, we know you're passionate, we know you're loyal, we know you're loud, and we want to thank you for creating one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. Mark your calendar for the Best Fans Week going on December 9th through the 14th as the Cleveland Browns honor the best fans in the NFL, the Dog Pound. Visit bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com now to see what's coming, including giveaways, contests, special offers, a player pop-up, and more. That's bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicious on a Call Your Shot Friday. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to the phone lines. 216-578-0850. We've got Doug in Ashland. Doug, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, so call the shot. This kills me to do it, but I'm going to have to say the Colts 41-20.
This is the first week where it's happened this way, but it's not bad. Week 13 is better than last year. What was the final there? 31-14?
41-20.
41-20 for the Colts, yeah.
And how many yards for Mr. Hoyer?
88. You know,
what
I was
that?
Up,
I'm sorry.
We just heard the 8 at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. 88 yards.
Just 88 yards. You're calling for the quick hook.
God, I hate this, man. I hate it. But I'm a volunteer.
That's why this is a good one this week.
I know.
Yards. Yeah.
And I was I'm a volunteer for the VA with some other retired military guys.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. And while I was up there working with the amputees, talking to a kid reading the sports section, and he doesn't have any knees. And then I read Brian Hoyer saying, I've been through a lot. And I'm sick of the excuses, and I'm sick of the whining, and I'm ready for a change. That just rubbed me the wrong way.
Doug, we appreciate the call, and certainly in that context, understand what you are saying. And is that a tough thing for football players? Because obviously this is your life, and this is the most important thing in your lives, and things do seem very serious, and you can talk about the hardships you've been through. When you juxtapose it with, you know, someone who served our country and suffered an injury in the field of battle, obviously there is no comparison. Is that is that something you think about or are cognizant of when giving interviews?
It is. And it is for me. And in most cases, when I speak to any body of people and I know that that's going to be touched upon, or you're going to speak about your career, about the ups and downs of your career. And the one thing that I always preface it with is, and I make it very clear that I was blessed to be able to play a game for a living. A game. And that's why sometimes it's even like you have to bring fans, you know, in and around the cities that you play for, even here in Northeast Ohio. You got to calm them down. It's just a game. And this is just your team. And it changes every year. But I always said that because there are people out there working a heck of a lot harder than I do, you know, for a heck of a lot less money. Or there are people serving our country, protecting our freedom with balls bigger than mine, serving in our military with bullets flying by their head that I would never want to be succumbed to.
You know, it's funny. I think this is a great topic because, you know, guys like Kellen Winslow, when he says, you know, I'm a soldier, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Because I got news for you. If a 50-round caliber goes whizzing by my head,
dude,
I'm running. So the men and women that serve our country, my hats are off to those people because they're phenomenal. And then the other thing I want to touch on, especially when you come from the city of Cleveland where it's a predominantly blue-collar town. You ever drive on 480 on a transportation bridge or they're doing some work out there in the winter and it's snowing sideways and it's 5 degrees and guys are out there, you know, making – you know, good money, but they're not making professional football player money. I was very fortunate, you know, to come from a family where, you know, they worked really hard for what they had. And it always, you know, I had a grandfather, never missed a day of work in 30 plus years at Cleveland Twist Drill. And I sit there and think, man, God, I made a lot of money playing a game. So when I have a complaint, it's minuscule. Like, there's no comparison. We're playing a game and we're fortunate. It is our reality. It is our reality. But on the flip side of it, when you see the people going through some of the things they have to go through on a day-in and day-out basis, man, very, very fortunate.
No question about it. And I think it's one of the great things the NFL does with the Salute to Service, dedicating basically
Absolutely.
A month of the NFL season to that, and it was great to be a part of that. And we have had servicemen on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, which is always a very nice, very special moment. One of our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day, gentlemen, was what is the key matchup that the Browns need to win to win this game. Matt, what are your thoughts on that? What's the key matchup the Browns have to win?
My key matchups are going to be our ability to affect Andrew Luckton and also to contain him. And so that, who does that fall on? Jabal Sheard, Barkevious Mingo, Paul Kruger, as well as even the inside linebackers and the interior defensive linemen. So the entire defensive front, because I believe it is going to take a team effort to manage Andrew Luck and limit him in some cases, because you're not going to stop him or their production as a whole. So that ability to disguise, to disrupt, to throw off his timing, maybe you put a lick on him, or in our ability to stop the run and force Andrew Luck to put it in the air, 40 plus times, which I think, as we talked about, we like our matchup with Joe Hayden and the boys on the back end versus them, Fleener and Wayne and Hilton as well.
I'm looking simply at converting on third down, because if we don't convert on third down and we can't get the ball past the 50-yard line and we keep giving them field position, I think we're in for a very, very long day. So, we talked about it earlier, but third down, you can't do what we did last week. You have to convert. We have to hold on to the ball. We've got to be accurate, and we have got to be – if there's a game that we have to be pinpoint in on a lot of things, this is the game. So if we don't win the third down, I think it makes for a really, really, really long Sunday.
There's no question. And I think offensively, I'm going to go with two. I'm going to cheat just because I can and kind of piggyback off of what you guys said. It's our show. But I think offensively, you talked about converting third downs. I'm going to take it a step farther, converting in the red zone. They have got to score touchdowns whenever they have the opportunities to score touchdowns. Whatever it takes, get the football in the end zone. That's to your point of all hands on deck, etc. I believe in our back end as much as any back end in the National Football League. I think our secondary leads the league in interceptions. We're top in terms of pass defense, yards per pass attempts, interception percentage, etc. But you can only cover for so long, especially against a quarterback as good as Andrew Luck. So to me, it all comes down to pressure up front. MSK, Mingo, Sheard, Kruger, all need sacks, all need pressures, all need contain as well, and then you need to get some type of push from the interior. Desmond Bryant's coming alive with some sacks, had one last week. Ataba Rubin, Billy Wynn, these guys need to get to the quarterback, keep him in the pocket at times, but get to him and don't lose contain, because I think the most dangerous situation for the Browns is you almost get him, but you don't get him. He breaks out, buys time, and then at that point, your coverage is going to break down, and he's going to hit you for a big play.
Exactly, and to your point, as we know, that we play a physical style of man press coverage. And what does that mean? When Andrew Luck cannot find someone off of his first, second, maybe even third read, those guys are 10-plus yards down the field with defenders who are chasing them across the football field. So when he does break contain, or when that pocket does break down and he deviates and we just miss him, he's got 10 yards before someone is even going to react. And it's that free safety from the middle of the field. And also, too, something that we battled in my time as a defender is that happy medium when you can break away from your coverage and come up and attack a scrambling quarterback. But also, too, you don't want to do it too soon, because then he just plops the ball over your head because you deviated off your coverage.
Well, and the thing, too, about it is, if you do that and you take one misstep, we're talking about guys that can absolutely take the top off of a defense. T.Y. Hilton averaging 17 yards a catch. Dante Moncrief is averaging over 16 yards a catch. The rookie who had two big ones, including a 79-yard hoos last week for them. And Kobe Fleener, the tight end, is averaging 17 yards a catch.
Yes.
This is a big play offense. No team has produced more pass plays of 20 or more yards this season than the Indianapolis Colts. Pat in Lima, or Lima, welcome to the show. Call your shot, my bro.
Hey, don't you dare mispronounce my city's name.
Tell me, which is it? Is it Lima or Lima?
Lima.
It's also the birthplace of Al Snow, former WWF wrestler, Al Snow, from Lima, Ohio.
You're correct. Hey, good afternoon, guys.
So, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. So to call my shot, and I'm probably going to piggyback off of some of the other callers, unfortunately. I look at that stat where the Colts are pretty much perfect when they score 30 or more points. I think they're going to do that again this Sunday, unfortunately, and I'm going to say the Colts win 34, Browns 21.
34-21, and how many yards for Brian Hoyer?
I'm going to go 181.
Does he finish the game in that scenario?
You know what? I want to say I wish he could, but I'm not feeling good about Hoyer, guys.
All right.
I really am not.
Yeah, well, listen, he hasn't been good lately. He's going to have to come and rewrite the narrative, and he's got an interesting opportunity to do so going against in my opinion, one of the top two quarterbacks in the NFL. The only person right now in the NFL that I would take in the 2014 season over Andrew Luck is Aaron Rodgers. And if I think you disbanded the league, he's the consensus number one overall pick, Andrew Luck. So this is going to be a big stage for him. He's going to have to show and really change what he's been doing the last few weeks. One passing touchdown on his last 47 drives. That's not going to cut it against Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we are going to finish out the first hour. Reggie in Youngstown, Alan Mansfield, more of you, 216-578-0850 on a Call Your Shot Friday. A pessimistic one. Isn't this Believe Land, folks? Let's go. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jurevicius, CBD.